Blog Talk Radio.
With everything that they with your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
Broadcasting, that's right, live broadcasting from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. And as always, it's your boy, your host, the one, the only, Dr. Dana L. King, in the studio with you on this good Monday evening. How is everybody? I'm excited, man. We got a great show for you today. Got a great show for you today. Show simply entitled Post-Traumatic Church Disorder, 12 Symptoms and 5 Treatments. Some of y'all might be still suffering. 12 Symptoms and 5 Treatments, Post-Traumatic Church Disorder. Post-Traumatic Church Disorder. Send it to me. Post, what you trying to tell me something? I can see it. Post-Traumatic Church Disorder. Go ahead. It's going to be a good show tonight. That and so much more. I want to talk about Sunday. Man, Sunday check-in should be good. The Sunday check-in should be good. The church check-in ought to be real good because I was at two services yesterday. So the service Sunday check-in ought to be real. Somebody say real good, man. So I'm excited about it, man. We're going to have a great time today. But look, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's service, If you're listening, already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land, the one, the only, LaTanya Michelle King, taking all of your calls, texts, emails, and letters, and even your complaints. You can do that. Push one. That'll get you over to her. She'll get you over to me, and you'll be live on the air with your boy. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio. Simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. One more time for the Holy Ghost, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you want to email the show, you can email the show. It's the TTLO show at ttlomedia.net. That's right. It's the TTLO show at ttlomedia.net. You telling me something is wrong with it, or what are you telling me? Because you just send me one word. Send it to me here, please. TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on the gram, you can do that as well. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can follow us on the gram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. And then I believe the live streams are up and running. We are up and running pretty much everywhere. You can find us right now live on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. We're also live right now on YouTube. YouTube Live is up as well. YouTube Live, follow us on YouTube. Real simple, real easy to do. Excuse me. Follow us on YouTube. Real simple, real easy to do. Follow us on YouTube. You can do that real simple on YouTube. Just do a simple search for the TTLO show. Do a simple search for the TTLO radio show on YouTube, and you can find us there. Also, we are live on the gram as well. We're live on the gram. Hello, 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 Instagram. Hello, Instagram. We are live on the gram. You can find us there on Instagram. You can find us there. I'm assuming you're trying to turn it this way. but you can find us there. Just do a go to the TTLO radio show page, the TTLO radio show page, and you will find us there on the TTLO radio show page. Amen. 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 I'm excited about it. But don't forget, you can also find us on your iHeart radio station. You can find us on your iHeart radio station, on your iHeart radio app. Just do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group on your iHeart radio station. On your iHeart radio station. Just do a simple search on your iHeart radio station, and you will find us on the iHeart radio app. You will find us there. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Here we go. Again, one of these fakes. Can you send me some money? Hey, Clinton, find some other show, man. This ain't the one. This ain't the one. Find some other show. This ain't the one. Find some other show. This ain't the one. We don't do that here. We don't do that here. So go ahead on, man. Don't get me started. Please don't. Matter of fact, go ahead and let me help you. Let me help you find you someplace else that you can go and try to. There you go. He's gone. So yeah, we don't do that over here, sir. Anyway, I'm just excited, man. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can download a podcast, you can find us there. How is everybody doing? How is everybody doing? Hope you had a great weekend. I am almost feeling better. I am feeling better. I would say I'm about 80%. But I am feeling better though. I got a little bit of energy. Praise God. Got a little bit of energy. So I'm excited, just for that, man. But man, what an amazing weekend. Got a chance to get some rest in, got a chance to do a lot. First got a chance to celebrate, the homegoing of, Ricky Guyton, Pastor Ricky Guyton of the Body of Christ Church and moderator of the Northwood Baptist River District. Got a chance to celebrate his life on Saturday. And then, man, we had two great, amazing days here at Ebenezer with our first, I don't know if it was the first, it's probably the first one in a long time, but first time in a long time, a music workshop here at Ebenezer, man. It was great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know if he is, if he's even listening or watching from wherever, but thank you, Zachary Lavender, for coming over and sharing your gifts. Bless you, bless you, bless you, sir. It is was absolutely amazing time. I hate I missed the rest of it on Saturday. I probably should have stayed here rather than go bowling. I probably would have been better off to my team here than I would have been bowling. But it's all right. We had a good time, man. But thank you so much. You poured yourself out. And I think Ebenezer will be eternally grateful. And as we start to enact some of the great, great teachings you displayed over here, I think it's only going to make be good, good and gooder over here. And look, let me tell y'all something. If your music ministry is in need of a spark or just a reset, as I like to say, reset, retool, relaunch, huh? Y'all know the shirt. If y'all are, if you are up for that, your music ministry needs a reboot. Zachary is the one to get you set, man. He is the one, Zach. Y'all know he's been here a couple times with his two books. He's been here three times, actually, twice with two books. And then once he was just on here talking with me about some music, and he'll be definitely back again because his new book is out. So, Tanya, I'm waiting for you to set that up ASAP because I already started reading the book. I'm reading his book and almost done with, and I'm almost done with Pastor Clarence Storr's book as well. So I am excited about all these people that we have coming. Man, people are writing. If I just didn't have a bad taste in my mouth about writing so much, I probably could write a book myself if I didn't have such a bad taste in my mouth about writing. That doctorate thing, man, took me up out of here. I don't ever want to write nothing. You know, other than writing sermons, I have no desire to do any extensive typing. None. That's just real talk. I promise you I don't. I have no desire to do any extensive writing, but I every time I read somebody's book, I go, wow. And then I start looking through my notes and start just going through stuff that, man, yep, I could put, I got this. Oh, I got a whole, couple of pages on that same subject. Oh, I got a couple of pages on this. Oh, I got a couple of pages on that. Oh, you know what? I just thought about this. So in all of my note-taking, I'm sure in somewhere in there, there's probably about 100 pages or something that would end up being in a book somewhere. So, look, it don't take a lot to write a book. I shouldn't say it don't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot of pages. You just have to have good content. Just have to have good content or great content. So, but yeah, but it was a great time. Great, great time. But y'all know what it is. Look, it is the church check-in. It's the church check-in. Y'all come on check-in, man. Come on check-in. I had a great time yesterday. After we left here at Ebenezer yesterday, I had a great time over at the Faith Works and Vision Church. Yes, we ran from the south side over to the west side yesterday and got in there right in the midst of their praise and worship. And I don't know what that young lady's name was that was singing over there yesterday, but bless your heart, bless your heart, bless your heart. She was singing yesterday. And but I want to say, let me tag her right now so I can start some stuff. Well, before we get to the church check, let me, my petty spirit is lifting. Oh God. How come I don't see myself live on my own page? What is going on? Oh, there it is. I need to just go ahead and let it be known with the utmost, quickness. That this young preacher, this lady, y'all know her very, very well. She is a mighty, mighty woman of God, and she blessed us yesterday over at the Faith Works and Vision Church yesterday for my brother's fifth year anniversary, pastoral and church anniversary on yesterday, man. She blessed that house on yesterday in ways that y'all just would not understand. I was thoroughly impressed with that word on yesterday. I thought it was absolutely amazing. Look here, she showed out. She brought herself drove up from Indiana and blessed us with a word on yesterday. And my God, my God, my God, did she not preach? And you know what I love about I study preachers. I do. I study preachers, and I like preachers who recognize the house that they're in. See, some preachers don't have the ability to change or shift their presentation. Not the word, but their presentation based on the house. They're only one way. All they know how to do is come and holler. That's it, and go home. That's it. But to be able to talk on level where everybody can understand, not dumb it down. Come on now. But speak where you were hitting everybody's street. You were talking on a level where I don't care if you had a GED or a doctorate degree. Nobody left there without understanding. I wish I had some help. She spoke yesterday, man. That thing was amazing. Elect lady already doing the church check-in. Let me grab it real quick. I'm glad to see some of y'all back. And let me check. Let me read some of y'all the hellos. First of all, hello. First of all, good evening, sister. To God be the glory. Pitts, God bless you. Good to see you. Elect lady Debbie, God bless you. See, I said the name right, Debbie. She tapped me on top of my head like almost a third time was going to be a problem. But Elect Lady, God bless you. It was good to see you yesterday. Let's see. Sister Maneri, God bless you. God bless you. Mac Neary, God bless you. It was good to see you yesterday. It was so good to see you. Elect Lady is doing the church check-in. Now, y'all know the four-piece check-in, right? Let me break it down for you. The four-piece check-in. The four-piece check-in is what we do every Monday. It's real simple, real easy to do. The four-piece check-in, four pieces. It's four pieces because, you know, we got to have four pieces. We want to know what church you went to yesterday. Who preached the word yesterday? What was the sermon title? And what was the scripture? That's the four pieces right there, the four-piece check-in. And Elect Lady Debbie is already giving us, come on now, she's already giving us her four-piece check-in. She said yesterday she was at the Faith Work and Vision Church. The scripture was 1 Samuel 17:20. The speaker was prophetess. Huh? Cole, Krishanda, what her mama called her. Prophetess Cole. She said, what an amazing time. God was truly in our house. Theme of the year was momentum. We moving on as we grow old, grow with us. The singer's name is, Lady Yvette. We were glad to see you guys yesterday. Oh, bless you. Let me see something. But I believe the name of her sermon, though, was Bust a Move. I believe that's what the name of the sermon was. I believe the name of the sermon was Bust a Move. But yeah, Angela says, I ministered at Kingdom Word Church Chosen Climax. Oh, message. My identity in God is not negotiable. Woo! Oh, my. Oh, my. My identity in God is not negotiable. Not negotiable. My identity in God is not negotiable. John 15:16. Can I get John 15:16? Let me see what that say. My God, I just like the title in itself. Let me see. John 15. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. Oh, glory. Huh? I like that. That's rich right there. That was New King James. What did good old King James say? Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Oh, glory to God. That ye should go and bring forth fruit. Yeah. And that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Can I just get the Message Bible to help me one more time and make it real, real, break it down for the people? Message says it like this here. Come on, Message. Talk to me, Message. Where you at? Message. The Message Bible says it like this. You didn't choose me. Remember, I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit. Fruit that won't spoil. Oh, glory. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's rich. I like that. And you preached that yesterday? Is that on video somewhere? Let me just get a little, let me get a little something in there. Let me check that out and see what that was. Bless God. But let me get back to Sister Krishanda Cole for a hot minute. Let me tell y'all something. I peeped her, and y'all know I'm not, and Tanya can tell you this. I have a very close circle of people that especially when it comes to ministers and preachers and pastors, because, you know, real talk, and I'm not saying nothing that don't nobody know, preachers can be just as messy as anybody. I'm going to say what I got to say. Preachers can be just as messy as anybody. So you have to be careful with who you say you are, you know, who you talk to, how much, you know, whatever. And so I only met her via the internet. We had a great discussion sitting there. And first of all, let me say this too real quick before I get back to the word. Bless you, FaithWorks and Vision Kitchen Hospitality Committee. Bless y'all spirits. Glory to God. Bless you. Hey, glory. Bless y'all real good. Bless y'all for that. Y'all makes good plates over there at the FaithWorks and Vision. But she popped up on my timeline. She was cooking, and I was being the petty bishop like I am, the petty pope, the petty pastor, whichever one you want to call me. I'm shooting for petty pope. Y'all know I have high hopes. But so, you know, we interacted there. You know, I'm throwing jabs because she was using some Josh spaghetti sauce, and y'all, you know, anybody that know me know I don't mess around. But anyway, we was going back and forth, whatever. But what I noticed was, after all of that, you know, you see people cooking or whatever, and then, you know, but you can hear churchy people. We do churchy stuff, right? And what I mean by churchy stuff is it doesn't matter what we doing, we find a way to put some church in it. That's just what we do. No matter what we doing, we cooking. I don't care if we playing card. It don't matter. We find a way to put church. So I could just see, you know, in her interactions and talking and while she was cooking, I'm like, okay. So then, you know, I was like, okay, you know, it's a whole bunch of people call themselves prophetesses and prophets and archbishops and electric bishops. I just made that one up. Electric, yeah. Acoustic bishops. I just made that one up too. I'm just going to keep naming them as I can. Vibranium bishops, whatever, just all type. Adamantium bishops. You know, everybody got some kind of title these days. So, you know, I don't do no flips when people have prophet or prophetess and all that stuff in front of their names. So I didn't, you know, I overlooked all that. I didn't pay attention. So then I started popping in on some of her ministry stuff, right? Then I started seeing the real stuff, right? Master prophet, them too, right? All them. Master prophet, big prophet, you know, all them. Prophet Valentine and, you know, Sweetest Day prophet, all them people. So I started tuning in to some of her church. I said, okay, let me stop being with the silly stuff. And then I said, oh, okay, all right. Oh, okay, all right. Oh, okay, all right. I said, okay, all right. So then I said, okay, she real deal, you know. Let me say this. The woman, you know, from what I saw on the internet, she could cook. I ain't tasted nothing. Old taste and see. From what I saw, she can cook a little bit. All right, let's fast forward. This woman preached from the sole of her shoes on yesterday. I promise you she did. And look, wasn't up there no long time either. Praise the Lord. Wasn't up there no long time. She got up there, in the words of James Brown, she hit it and quit it. I wish I had some help. She, look here, that woman got up there and preached a word on yesterday. God bless you, sister elect lady. She said she, her points was bust a move, thrust, momentum, out with the old and in with the new. Was her time. Yeah, come on now. I said, look here. She preached that thing, and then everything was all right till, you know, until the woman decided that she said, you know what, I am a prophet. Huh? I am a prophet. Let me tell you about something right now. All her prophesying, I had not a problem. I don't have a problem with prophets, because their words is between them and God. If what they say don't come true or not, that's between them and God. That's something between them and God. Ain't got no, it don't faze me. I'm good. Right? Here's the deal. She was talking real good. I mean, spirit was flowing. Right? She was talking to all this good stuff and telling Tanya about me and her and some stuff and some houses and some lands and some satellites and asteroids that was going. Well, she ain't saying about no asteroids, but, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then she started talking about some room for some children. That's when, you know. What happened? What'd you say? What'd you say?
Don't lie on the prophet.
What'd you say? What'd
she
say?
She did not say children.
What'd she say?
Like, so
I heard something about
children. It was nothing about no birthing.
I heard children, though.
No, she did say, what I heard
my
was.
My spirit got vexed.
What I heard was, it sounded like we was doing some housing.
Yeah.
Unannounced housing.
Yeah, somebody like, people going to need a place to stay. I said, oh, Lord. Look, I was in the spirit until she said, how? What? Say, how? What? We don't need 5-bedroom, Lord. 3 is wonderful. But anyway. So then, but let me tell y'all something right now for the folk at the Faith Works and Vision. When the sister said, I want to make sure I say this. And I like how I could tell she had a conversation with the Lord, because she was still talking to the Lord before she let it come out of her mouth. She said, let me check with the Lord one more time before I say it. Let me check one more time. You sure, Lord? You sure? Now you got me, right? I could see it. I could see it. She said, look here. She said this. She said, My answer, see, I look like I went to the...
Don't mess with him, Dana.
See,
I was
doing
good. Don't listen to that. I like where you're going.
No, wait.
And I asked for you to do this.
She was talking to the Lord. I'm going to stay focused. She talked to the Lord. And so the prophetess told all the women folk, hell, and the men folk too. You never know. Might be somebody looking. She told all of them that his wife, is not a part of the current ministry. His wife was not a member of the church. Huh? Lord, you could have, look here, when she said it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Lord, when she said it, I said, oh, Lord. I said, I'm glad I bought an extra. I said, I bought an extra. I'm glad I bought an extra clip.
Pick up the pieces.
Huh? I'm glad I bought an extra clip to the West Side. I got to walk the prophetess to her car. And then she said it again. I said, oh, she did. Then she stood on it.
And then she said, she ain't scared of nobody.
Then she said, I ain't scared of nobody over here. And then wait, you know what I like, though? You know what I like, though? I studied preachers.
I felt the catch me outside spirit.
No, you didn't catch the other spirit. You notice she referenced superheroes a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
In a conversation. I noticed that she got a Hawkeye spirit in her. Because when she get happy, can I take my seat, get up out of my seat? When she get happy, she do kind of pull back her arrow.
She did do that.
She got an arrow spirit, huh? Come on, Archer.
But we can't see you on this camera, so it's an arrow on down.
Oh, God. Hey. When it got good to her, She's, look here. Look here. She was ready. Bless the Lord. I said, if you don't go, I said, if you pull back on the boat one more time, I should have hollered, pull it. If she pulled back on the boat one more time, good Lord, it was probably going to be something happening up in there. I was thoroughly, I had me a good old time over at the Faith Works and Vision. And
I will say this.
Go ahead.
I definitely enjoyed yesterday at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, because I didn't have the words to, like, you know, what you said about, you know, people prophesying and everything else.
Mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when she turned to me to prophesy and everything else like that, mm-hmm. I was like, I was totally taken aback because I remember long ago. Okay, Dana.
Oh.
I remember long ago, my friends, mm-hmm. they were in the car and they were talking to a prophet. She was a woman and everything, and she was prophesying to them and everything. So, this was before, long before everybody had their own individual cell phone. So everybody passed the cell phone around.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, my friend Kamisha, she got, mm-hmm. she was told, some things in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And then, my other friend, she was told some things in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to me.
Mm.
And, the lady, she could not read me. And I think it was the hardest heartbreak I ever have felt. Like, and I wasn't, like, all the way in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, like, I'm like, am I that shut in? I'm like, she was like, and then her spirit wasn't nice. And she was like, I can't read you and everything. And I was like, and it was disheartening to hear. Like, you didn't have anything for me.
Let me say, I'm glad you said that. I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
A lot of times, and I'm not, I don't say this because I'm not a prophet. Not on paper nowhere. A lot of times, there is a exact word for an exact people in an exact house, meaning there is a word that comes for a select people at a select time at that select moment at that house. And that applies anywhere. It doesn't matter if you via Zoom. It doesn't matter if anything. It doesn't matter about any of those things. It's that because you can be in a room full of people. I'm talking about the real prophets versus these folks that's just claiming to be prophets. A lot of times, because so some people will just sit there and try to do 15, 20, 30 prophecies and blah, 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 blah. But what I've noticed is with the ones that appear to be legit, they keep it real tight and close to the vest only because that's all. And then too, I can tell from people who are legit, it's exhausting. And you can feel when people are pulling and seeking. And some people just want to be prophesied to. They just want their name to be called. They want you to pull on them. They want you to speak some stuff into them or speak some stuff on their behalf. And a lot of times you have to be careful that you don't want everybody speaking over you. I have moved away from some people who tried to say some stuff into me. And because especially early on, even before I was in ministry, I had some people speak to me about preaching. And scared the hell out of me, and I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. Clearly she did, but but I didn't know no better at the time, right? So you have to be careful. But in situations like that, no, she can. And I'm not saying just she. I'm talking about prophets. Period. Somebody could come. A prophet could come in here right now. It's what, 7-8 people in the building right now, and be like, I have a prophetic word for 4 of y'all, and 4 of y'all I ain't got nothing for. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that's not a bad thing for you. That's okay that they don't have a prophetic word for you at that particular moment. And the words that they do have for the ones that they do speak to, those words were a necessity, right? Those words are a necessity for them because those people are in desire. They are in need for a word at that particular time. You said, and I'm glad you said what you said. You said you weren't really even in church at the time. So for you to get and that's a lot of times what happens. One of the worst things that can happen is have somebody to prophesy to you and you got no word to back it up. So you have nothing to hold you when you walk away from that prophet. When you walk away from that prophet, they pour something into you and they tell you something and then you got no word to follow up with. You got nothing. So all you got is she told me I was going to do this and he said I was going to be this. And now you going home and you telling everybody what the prophet or the prophetess said to you. And now you ain't got no scripture. You ain't got no support and you're not in church and you got no covering. But the prophet has said. That's why that happens a lot of times to people who run to all these conferences and all these, come on now, she says, an authentic word, the scripture verifies, come through. You can't, that's why these people be running to all these different doggone conferences and I'm going down here because I want them to do this and I want them to say my name and I'm going to do this and I want to stand out. You know, I'm going to wear this color so I can stand out. And make sure I keep being in their eye contact. But no. Get somewhere and get yourself under some leadership. Get yourself right with no word based lifestyle. Come on, get yourself under some leadership. Then God can speak to you. But God ain't gonna do no talking. He ain't gonna do no talking if you ain't under no type of leadership because you still need some guidance. You still need some guidance. So bless God. But bless God, Sister Prophetess Cole. God bless you, Prophetess Krishanda Cole, and your crew that drove up here. That drove up here from
just get a whole doctorate up.
That drove up here from Indiana yesterday to share over with us. And again, congratulations to my brother, Pastor Harold D. Washington over there at the Faith Works and Vision Church, man. It was a great time. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And like y'all said, momentum. And as the prophet said yesterday, did you feel the shift? Huh? And what's y'all's musician's name over there? What's that boy on that dang on keyboard over there? Is it Reggie? Kenny? I done tore his name up. I know I ain't said none of them right, probably. Is it Reggie? Kenny? Ronnie? Bobby? Ricky? Mike? What's that boy's name that played that keyboard over there?
I have no idea.
I'm waiting for somebody to tell him. Marcus? Well, I tore all that up. I don't remember that.
You wasn't even in the ballpark.
I wasn't even in the ballpark. Is it really Mike? Chris? Okay, what that? His name is Chris. I still was off. Yeah. Let me tell you something. That boy Chris on that keyboard, I know he play at another church in the morning, but Faith Works and Vision, I'm going to have to get Pastor Harold, and y'all going to have to come on over here one Sunday and have, is it Chris Terry? Yeah. Chris Deary, Chris Terry, something. It's Chris. So I'm going to need y'all to come over here one Sunday and worship with us over here at the Ebenezer. Y'all got to come on over here and saturate the land over here. Yeah, he do play a Lifeline in the morning. Yeah, that's why I'm going to need him just to come. My God, today. Woo, that boy got some. That boy, the anointing on that boy's fingers is Jesus. Huh? That boy got good. He got that good Crisco, the good kind in the yellow can. The butter flavor.
You don't even use that. You use the oil.
He got that good butter can, that butter flavor Crisco anointing. Huh?
The butter cookies. Huh?
Huh? The one they use for the butter cookies.
Oh, okay.
Come on now. He got that. Lord have mercy. That boy got the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord. He just flows too. It just go right on in. And that's what I'm talking about. That's wonderful. Ooh, the anointing. It was heavy. It was heavy in there yesterday. I said, all right, yeah, I'm gonna start pulling my arrow though, Tanya. I'm gonna
Batman don't pull no arrows.
Huh? Batman is multi-talented though. He can use all the weapons.
Okay.
He has used all the weapons. So yeah, he can shoot a bow and arrow.
You should get you should find your own thing. If she's pulling arrows, that's her thing. You should find your own thing. What's wrong?
Y'all just said, did I fire the studio band? No, you know.
Yeah, what happened to the studio band?
How you gonna act like you don't know what happened to the studio band and you work here? What you mean what happened to the studio band? We can't. It's hard to keep good musicians. And you know, musicians about trying to get that, they're about their check ministry, you know. So, no, the studio band.
They coming back.
They'll be back. Well, we ain't really been here like we supposed to be. You know, we've been in and out.
You know what? They was getting that pandemic check from us.
That's what it was. I think they were just using us.
They was using us.
They was just using us for them pandemic dollars. You know? And now that they're about church back open again.
TTLO checks and radio.
Right. Right. They were just over here for the TTLO check, the band was. So now I got to find some committed people to come on back over here and help us out because – Yeah, that's what I – yeah, good. Thank you for asking, though, Shiante, because they was, you know, but they – once that PPP check ran out, they was gone.
Yeah, they was gone.
Oh, Lord, help the people. You say you missed the band. They'll be back. I'm going to see if I can get them in here for Friday. Because we ain't did a praise
know,
break.
They don't know how to play no praise break music.
We ain't been in the praise – we had a Friday show in, what, almost 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Wait, let me see. No, because the week before we was in Ohio, this past Friday, we had the wedding and the workshop. And then, what Friday before that, what was it? Something else happened. There was something else going on the Friday before that. Because I think we missed a couple of Fridays, a few Fridays. Yeah. But anyway, you know, it's all good. We gonna get it back on in there. She said, "Once and ever you bring them back, we'll be."
The fact that you read it just the way she wrote it.
Oh, I know how to read.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's a James Brown lyric.
I just thought she said, "Whenever you bring them back, you read it like church."
That's a James Brown lyric. Once and ever. He said,
"Oh,
Bobby,
my God.
What you gonna play now, Bobby? I don't know, but what's the never I play? It's got to be funky." That's what James Brown said.
Elect Lady said, "We need that all-night praise party you had."
Oh, Lord.
He
I'm too old. What you say? I got
to
go to bed?
You got to go to bed.
I can't do it.
You got to go. It's going to be a pre-recording. All-night praise.
Huh? I know, right? That was a good praise party, though. It was.
You should have recorded the one in the car that you were having.
On the drive to taking Jalen to school?
No,
which
on the
one?
Drive.
Coming back from Ohio?
Yes. That was.
You should have recorded. I was driving.
Oh, my God. I had a couple of Rain Man moments.
Let me tell y'all something. You want to ride and be in glory at the same time? Take a road trip with me. Come on. What'd you say?
See, I was about to say something I shouldn't say, so I'm going to go ahead and be quiet.
Come on in, get in, man. There's plenty of room. Look, we had a back row, we had a third row, we had
this
plenty of room.
This time I would jump in the back row.
Look here, when I'm driving and I'm feeling good or whatever, you know, when the music, and let me tell you something.
Dana, you were the equivalent to guys with big bass speakers, but just put Lord on it. Lord.
Let me tell y'all something. So, you know, I use the streaming services to play music. So I don't have a playlist. I have some playlists that I created. But what I like to do is once I find a song, what? Wapner? What's the Wapner poet? What? I don't know what that is.
I'm like, what church language is that one?
The Wapner 400? Is that Judge Wapner? That is what time the people's questions come on at 4 o'clock, George Wapner. But anyway, so once I find a song I like on Spotify, I'll go to that. If you click the menu next to the song, it'll ask you, do you want to go to that song's radio? And then Spotify will then pick a bunch of songs that it believes is related to the song that you've been listening to. So I had no selecting in the songs. I just played the one song, which is the Praise Him joint. You know, the old school Praise Him joint from back in the day. Y'all know the one, the old school joint. This let me give y'all just a little half of a sample. Let me get a little bit of it. That one. Oh,
I didn't lie.
This one right here. This here.
Playing at the brick, playing it in the car.
So anyway, I was playing that. And so because I had played it so much. Right, he do it, right? Oh, my God. Come on, Shante. Come on. He do it got one, my God, today. So the song gets good when they start calling on that name. I'm sorry. You just can't be, this ain't Pray Break Friday. You're going to have me acting up in here. You just can't sit there and act like you don't hear what name they called. Huh? So, you know, you're driving along or whatever, and then this is Anita Wilson and, what's that girl's name? That singing girl be hollering what's that girl? She be hollering with the Tommies. Kim McFarlane, her. Y'all know her. Be hollering. Be singing. So when they start, so Anita started the song off, right? So she's singing the song. And then that doggone Kim McFarlane come in and start calling on Jesus. And then it's something about when she say, every time I call him, I feel a little better. That just say something to me. So I'm driving, and, you know, I'm getting it at, you know, 65, 70. But then they start calling him, and then I said, well, look here, Lord, I might well come on in. Hold on, let me just let him come on. Come on, huh? Now tell me you just sitting there listening right now. Huh? Huh? Now y'all just sitting there right now? I bet you ain't nobody just sitting there right now. Uh-oh, see? It's in the key change. Come on! I wish y'all would do say something to me. My.
And we here. We home.
Well, okay, all right. The more I call him, the better. Woo, look here, pull your arrow. Y'all better come on in here. Let me cut it out. I can't. Oh, Lord. I had to. Whew. So anyway, Spotify made this list. Like Lady said, okay, I'm out. I know that. Right. And then she was squalling, just hollering. I promise you, I'm going to squall one day. One day I'm going to get it together. So they made this list. And then every song that came on was just ready. I mean, they was going old school, new school, but it was like an all like worship moment. I couldn't look here. I went on in. I just said, I'm just going to go on in. Jesus going to drive us home. Come on, we good.
So Jesus was driving us home.
We got here, didn't we? Clearly he was.
You had promised me.
I promised.
You promised me. I don't drive the way I usually drive when I'm in your vehicle, and you lie.
I didn't drive fast, though. I still was doing like 85.
I need all the blood pressure pills. Anybody want to give me one?
That's like 80, 85. That was like 80, 85. I was not going like, now, if we'd have been in my car, then different type of conversation. You probably would have been trying to hop out.
You know what? You already know. I'm going to the next train.
Or got in the trunk, something.
I would have gotten out.
Man,
I know how to pull it. You know, I got to go use the washroom. The Uber will be coming.
You know, I don't believe you. I ain't stopping.
You ain't stopping?
Nope.
He's going to be wet.
They got you no bad. Bro. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, that thing got good to me, y'all. I mean, they was just going on them. Just a bunch of they was hitting all the songs, like all of them. Like, I mean, then that doggone what's that song? Daryl Coley. One of them old school Daryl Coley joints came on, and just, oh Lord, I mean, it was just they was everywhere. It was all over the place. It was all over the place. It was worship. It was worship from wherever we was when I took over the wheel all the way down to the Chicago. It was worship. It was all right with me. It was wonderful. That got me on in, huh? Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it, y'all. Ain't nothing like it. He said, you did where my husband drives 90 on a normal day. Oh, that's bless his heart.
That is Dana's normal day.
Right, that's the shoe. How else she supposed to get there? What?
That's why we drive separate.
Well, they don't do that at.
I'm trying to arrive alive.
Oh, I want to see what that be like.
No, sir.
No, not when Sunday comes. No. Oh, God, not that. I'm glad that didn't come on. She probably would try to jump out the window for real if that one would have came on. It wasn't when Sunday comes. It was that other Daryl Coley joint. It was, hold on. I'm going to tell you in 1 minute. That he's preparing me. That doggone he's preparing me. Y'all don't understand. That he's preparing me. That he's preparing me is already in my regular Sunday morning preaching playlist. My Sunday morning preaching playlist. Let me catch me because I said preaching playlist. But my Sunday morning, play that real fast. My Sunday morning preaching playlist. He's already in there. That doggone he's preparing me. Huh? That thing is heavy. It's heavy. Got some look. As they say, he's walking heavy. Walking heavy. That man looks. Ooh, there's some anointing all over that. All right, y'all. What time is it? It's 8:00.
I need you to make your announcement.
Let me find it in my phone. Hold, please. You should have sent it to me on Messenger. I could have had it on the big screen. Can you do that real quick? You say nope.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Thought I couldn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. So, yeah, man, that thing was but it was rich, man. I just like it. So, yeah, that Spotify radio, when you find you a good gospel song, hit that radio button. Come on, see, Leg Lady, no. And wait a minute. Leg Lady, hold on. Let me talk about her for a few minutes. She was over there squalling, too, while the lady was singing. I heard her over there trying to get her little squall in, too. Y'all know y'all need to come on over here and hang out with me one Sunday. When do I preach again?
November 28th.
The last Sunday in November. Y'all need to all come on over here and hang out with me on the last Sunday. That might be my last preaching assignment for the year. It might be. All I know. But y'all need to come over here and hang out with me on the fifth Sunday. I like preaching.
He does.
Look here, y'all need to come on, hang out with me on the whatever the last
November
Sunday is.
November 28th.
Thank you. November 28th. Is that the fourth Sunday?
Fourth Sunday.
Fourth Sunday in November. Come hang out with me then. And elect lady, come on over here and squall for me one, two times. And come on, look, I told y'all know y'all come over here and hang out and make it back to the Faith Working Vision in time for church. Y'all can make it in time. Look, tell the pastor. Pastor know y'all where y'all at. He ain't gonna be mad. You, who else over there? Veronica, a couple of the rest of y'all. She said, get it together with our pastor. No, y'all can come hang out over here.
Go ahead and delete it. Don't say nothing.
What?
Just delete it.
Didn't we see this one before too? The same exact story. Like literally, $71. The $71 is what stuck out for me. 71. It's like $69.52. Like I need $69.52 for my bus ticket, and I'll be all right. Yeah. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. Anyway. Let me see. We gon' as I tell y'all all the time, if the spirit so moves you, but confirm. Where did he post this at? Is this on my page or is this on the TTLO page? Where I don't even see it on the which link
which,
did he
which page
did yeah, which page is this did this show up on? Let me see. Oh, it's on this page. Let me see who is I don't even know who this I don't know who Reggie is. I'm reading some other stuff on here too because he was asking for some money on the 28th on his page for his birthday or something. And yeah. Oh, you sent me on the what I need to be talking about for real. Thank mm-hmm. you. All right. So we got this real quick announcement. Real quick announcement. Thank you. So y'all know my other shorty. My other shorty, Jalen, he's down there in Lincoln, Illinois. He has this great. You have a shot of this?
Yes, I do.
Oh, great!
I'm ready.
yeah. So he's a part of this. They don't have any black fraternities, recognized black fraternities down at the school where he is at Lincoln University. So he joined this organization called the Gents, and next Thursday, the 18th. They're having a Gents Giving. It's called Gents Giving with the Gents. Soul food dinners. They're doing $7 per meal. They're doing this so that they can. It's Thursday, November 18th, from 4 to 6, at Lincoln College Student Center. A portion of the proceeds will allow the Gents to adopt a classroom and give gifts during the holiday season. So they're looking to adopt a classroom. I'm assuming down there in Lincoln. Is that where it is?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're going to adopt a classroom in Lincoln so that entire class is able to get some sort of happy, you know, Merry Christmas gifts and all that kind of stuff. So it's Thursday, $7 a meal. I know Lincoln is a long way, so maybe you don't want to physically go, but you still may want to go ahead and just buy a ticket to help feed somebody. There's $7 per meal. It's on Eventbrite, Gents Giving at Lincoln College. It's Thursday, November 18th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Again, Thursday, November 18th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's at the Lincoln College Student Center. Menu will be fried and smoked chicken, greens, sweet potatoes, mac and cheese, cornbread. That almost might be worth the two-hour drive. Good Lord. Fried. I felt that in my spirit when I started reading it. Huh? Down in my EKOC. Huh? I felt it down in my Coke backwards. I felt it. I felt it. Oh, mama, see, mama, mama. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, y'all help them out. It's Gents and Giving with the Gents. Soul food dinner, $7 per meal. You can do that again Thursday, November 18th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lincoln College Student Center. Even if you can't go, you can buy a meal for someone else. Just purchase a ticket. It all is going to help out. They're helping them adopt a classroom to help one of these schools down there in Lincoln College or the Lincoln, Illinois area. All right. Look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into our conversation for tonight. Our conversation is going to be good. Y'all ready for this? 12 symptoms and post-traumatic church disorder. Say that real fast. Post-traumatic church disorder. 12 symptoms and 5 treatments. That's our topic for tonight. Y'all going to be ready for that? Or we going to get it all in. We going to get in it. Y'all get ready. In the meantime, we going to come back. I can't play no more of that song. I really do because they'll be trying to block our stuff and be sending me warnings and stuff. But in the meantime, in between time, let's go on back ahead and get y'all just a little bit more this quick version. Of my brother Eric Kirk I see he's getting ready to do something too again somewhere. I can't remember where it is, but I'll announce it when we get it. But some more of this, I'll praise him, Eric Kirk and True Worship. Be right back, y'all.
Y'all, let's do this bridge real quick. Tell them I got tomorrow may be too late. God has been so good to me. He loosed my shackles and set me free. And for that, say, I'll pray.
And then?
Yes, sir. That's Eric Kirk and True Worship. I'll praise him. Look, y'all, we got this really good article today, and I want to jump right into it while I still have you all a good captivated audience. I'm going to say this to you all real quick. I know that I don't really try to control who listens to my show. And I know, unfortunately, the age and time that we're in, people are always trying to run scams on people and do things like that, unfortunately. And, you know, a lot of times those of us who have who are free hearted and are givers, sometimes we allow ourselves to, you know, out of our good hearts to be taken advantage of. This young man, I don't know him, Reggie Wells. I reached out to him before. I believe he sent this same message before about this $71 short. My concern or my problem is that you were $71 short 2 months ago for the same deposit that you and you still $71 short. So I'm confused. I'm confused how you still $71 short of having the money. $71. I want to know what the $71. I guess I bet you. Let me see something. So, you know, I'm a little leery of people who, and so I do tell people all the time that are looking for always trying to, you know, do stuff on other, take advantage of other people's access to people and use them for, you know, ill-gotten gains. And so we, you know, I try to avoid people to, or warn people to be careful when you are seeking to respond to some of these ads. Even the phone number that he put up there, that's not even a full phone number. That's too many. I mean, look at the numbers. 929-496-6569. That's like, yeah, come on. It's like, it's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And anyway, yeah, we don't do that. And I would just advise you all to just be careful. Don't fall into any traps. Say your $71. If you want to just give your $71 away, find somebody on the street that you know can use it and get them the $71. And not some random person popping up on Facebook whose Facebook profile has nothing on it. So yeah, let's not be, you know, let's make sure if we're going to sow seeds, that we sow seeds on good ground. Huh? How about that? If we're going to sow a seed, let's sow a seed on good ground and not on some of this bootleg stuff that's being thrown around. All right, here we go. Post-traumatic church disorder, 12 symptoms and 5 treatments. Post-traumatic church disorder, 12 symptoms and 5 treatments. The writer says this. Oh, let me give you the background on the writer for this one. Okay. Let me give you the background on this. And Ben Reed is a small groups pastor at Long Hollow, a multi-site church in the Nashville, Tennessee area. He holds a Master's of Divinity from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Ben is also an avid coffee drinker and CrossFitter, but not at the same time, catch up with Ben at benreed.net in his book, Starting Small, The Ultimate Small Group Blueprint. He helps lead us through the process of putting a small group ministry together and creating a place where people belong so they can become. I like that. Creating a place where people belong so they can become. I like that. I like that. His name is Ben Reed. Ben Reed. That's good. That's good. I like that. Ben Reed. BenReed.net. Let me do something real quick. You know, I always try to see what I can find out real quick about some stuff. Yeah, Ben Reed. Okay. So anyway, he has this great article, and I just thought it'd be really great that we would use this for tonight's missional outreach part of our show on tonight. All right. Okay, there we go. All right, so here we go. The writer says this. He says, I've talked with a number of men and women in ministry, and I've noticed an alarming problem, the writer says. He says, it's often felt but rarely talked about. Just below the surface, it affects daily interactions, vision casting, and strategic planning. It affects how we relate to God and how we relate to others. He says, I call it post-traumatic church disorder. You've heard of post-traumatic stress disorder, right? Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is a mental health condition that is triggered by a terrifying event, either experiencing it or witnessing it. Symptoms may include flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety, as well as uncontrollable thoughts about the event. That's a definition directly from the Mayo Clinic. Post-traumatic church disorder, however, happens after a terrifying event. PTSD happens after a terrifying event. PTCD, however, happens after a traumatic, stressful, chaotic, terrifying, painful experience or season in a local church. It can happen after events that our society would deem abusive, physical, sexual, verbal, and or traumatic. PTCD cuts deeply. If there's a place where your spiritual, emotional, and physical life should be safe, it's in the local church. But in a PTCD situation, the safety net should feel, you should feel there erodes. Finding abuse and traumatic events where a wall of safety and health should exist carves deep wounds on your soul. You may begin to deal with this issue after having been in a local church that is filled with one or more of the following features characterizing its leadership, whether paid staff, volunteers, leadership, or elders. So here we go. These are some of the signs that you'll see right away. Unhealthy staff culture, abusive, spiritual, emotional, verbal, physical, or otherwise leadership. Unwise leadership decisions, controlling, constant complaining, fighting, open name calling, character assassination, and slander. Then we go to gossip, behind closed door name calling, character assassination, slander, insulated leadership, refusing to be held accountable, self-serving shepherds, manipulative leadership. Oh, and one of my favorites, bullying. The writer says this. He says, church staff leadership teams can have these attitudes and behaviors creep in over time. And you'd be foolish to think that one person that's dominated by one of these traits doesn't seep its way into other staff members and into the church at large. One bad apple spoils the bunch. Yes, she says, sounds like most job environments. Come on, Felicia. He says, one bad apple spoils the bunch, and one bad staffer can spoil the team. These prideful character traits can destroy staff and church morale quicker than just about anything else. Here we go. How to know you have it. He says, it doesn't take long for post-traumatic church disorder to set in. Just a season or two of self-serving, manipulative, controlling leadership in your life can move your heart to a dark place. Trust is built over time, but it's torn down in a moment. Fortunately or not, our view of the local church greatly impacts our view of God. So here we go. 12 markers of post-traumatic church disorder. Number one, a deep distrust of church leadership despite anything specific that you see.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. A deep distrust of church leadership despite anything specific that you see. Meaning that you don't trust anything that any leader does because your whole experience has been every leader that you've been under or the churches that you were in, that you spent the most of your time in, there was a struggle. There was a fight. There was also so there was always a lack of, because there was a lack of follow through, you don't trust the next guy because you're giving the next guy, you're carrying the bandage or the baggage from the last guy. I can't get no help. You're carrying the baggage from your last church relationship into your new church relationship. Come on now. You're carrying the baggage from your last church relationship into your new church relationship. How do you think you're going to move if that's how you're moving? That's number one. Let's keep going. Number two, we're talking right now about the 12 markers of post-traumatic church disorder. Number two says a callousness toward church staff. You don't like nobody. You don't like nobody on the staff at the church. You don't like the pastor. You don't like the janitor. You don't like nobody. You got a problem with everybody who got a job at the church. Everybody who is on staff, you got a problem with. That's who you are. You have a problem with everybody in the church. That's a sign. That's a sign. That's a sign. That's a marker, as the writer says. The writer says, number three. Growing cynicism toward the church. Like, it just, it's a constant growth that just won't go away, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Year after year, year after year, you've become the most cynical thing in the church. Think about it. One of these might fit you. Number four, it says, growing desire to gossip about leadership. A growing desire to Oh, God. Here we go, y'all. Here go another one. $97 for rent. They need $97. Yeah. Yeah, just right now. Yeah. Here we go. One piece, 5 months, 8-day struggle. You know, sisters, same story. This is the new scam. This is the new scam that we have to deal with right here. This is the new scam. Y'all see these people that we have to deal with? Let me introduce them to the Block Ministry real quick. Bless your heart, Victoria Miller, but this is not where you're going to get it at, baby. You might as well try somebody else. I won't say something about your heart. I'll pray for you. Lord, I'm about to say something. But yeah, we're not going, lady. But a growing desire to gossip about leadership. Where do you think that comes from? That comes from a place of hurt because you've... It comes from a place where you've been hurt, so because you don't trust the leadership, you want to gossip about the leadership. Because you don't like the leadership, you want to gossip about the leadership. Here we go. Here's a sign. You got some PTCD. Here we go. When your pastor calls you, your first thought is, "What have I done? Or what's he going to be mad about this time?" Oh Lord. When you see the number pop on the phone, what I do? What you want? What I do now? what do I need to do? There's a difference. Because if the phone rings and you have a automatically what did I do now spirit, because that's what you've gotten used to. You've gotten used to every phone call. Being about something that you did wrong. You've gotten used to that, and we don't want that to be the case. We're praying that that's not the case. But again, when you've been through those bad experiences, we have a tendency to move. We have a tendency to move in a fashion that always keeps us always puts us in a place of hurt, always puts us in a place of I wonder what I did wrong now. Abusive and manipulative. Yeah. Here we go. Number six. A sixth marker says a knee-jerk anger when your pastor asks to meet with you. The minute the pastor say he want a meeting, you get mad. You don't even know what he want. You don't even know what she want. But you mad because they want to have a meeting with you. That's a sign of something traumatic has happened to you. You've been in one too many meetings with somebody in leadership, and now you're scarred. It's almost like when you're in school and they say they have a meeting. They want you at the principal's office. Because you've gotten so used to being called down there for something bad, the minute you get a call, it may be something good, but because of your trauma, I can't get no help. Because of your trauma, you have a knee-jerk reaction, a knee-jerk fear. Here we go. Number seven. No. I did six and seven. Oh, knee-jerk anger and others a knee-jerk fear. I hit them both at the same time. We're going to jump to number eight. Number eight, you didn't give what to the people? Okay, a knee-jerk fear when your pastor asks to meet with you. A knee-jerk anger when your pastor asks to meet with you. It's the same thing. You feel some kind of way. Felicia says, or he skips over you in the prayer line. That's a signal. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Regina Sass says zip code.
What?
Please explain zip code, please. Please explain zip code. Or he slips over you in the prayer line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number eight says, constant questioning of the motives of your church staff. You have a question about everything. You got a question about everything. Why y'all start using two-ply paper down there instead of the one-ply? What happened to the scented soap? Why we ain't got that no more? you question everything. Well, what happened to the other guy that was doing this? What happened to the other guy? What do you do? But again, that's what happens when you question everything because you're looking for it's uncomfortable being comfortable. So you have to start to make questions. You're uncomfortable being comfortable, so you start to ask questions. Number nine, refusal to engage in serving and attending worship. Refusal to engage in serving and attending worship. Oh, this is rich. A refusal to engage, because now you're so hurt, you're so angry, you're so upset, you're so traumatized that now you can't even work, you can't come help in the church, and you can't serve in the church, and now you can't even worship in the church. Oh, you're trying to ask the guy, Regina? Yeah, that's not those not real. Thank you. Don't even waste your time, Regina. Yeah, she's out. I see it now. Yeah, don't even waste your time, Regina. It's the same scam, different name. But thank you. Thank you for thank you for being willing. I appreciate it. Veronica says damaged. Yeah, yeah. And that's literally what PTCD does. That's what it does. It's damaging. Because you have a lot of people in churches with broken spirits, so broken that they cannot worship. They won't allow themselves to be free to worship because they're in bondage to what happened to them at the old church.
I got a question.
They can't worship at Juniper Tree because they can't worship at Ebenezer because they're still mad at what happened at Juniper Tree. Huh? What'd you say, Ty?
I got a question.
Come on, what you got?
Okay, so this is about post. So are we? I know. In the next segment, you're about to, you know, give some remedies and everything else like that.
Yes.
But if you have number, what was that? Eight.
Let's
see, 7, 8. Nope. I'm trying to read. So if you have number 9, refusal to engage in serving and attending worship,
yes.
Shouldn't you take a seat and go heal first? Why would you bring your folded arms and your anger to a place that you deem to have hurt you?
But it's the same thing that people do who got out of a hurtful, broken relationship and go instantly jump into another one.
But they always tell you go sit
somewhere and sit down
and go fix yourself.
Yeah,
you don't come into.
But do they listen? Is the question.
No, they don't. I mean, because I'm trying to, you know, maybe I'm a little anxious as to the remedy and everything else like that.
Yeah, I want to see what they are too.
Why, like, you know, I'm because. Yeah, you got the marker. So go sit down. Go to the hospital, get fixed, get you some intervention, get you something. Don't sit up in the church with the angry face, you know, and still make it seem like this church has done something to you. You're carrying church hurt from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. Take your misery with you.
Yeah.
Yes, please leave.
But then they'll take it with them and bring it on to the next place. I'm gonna raise hell. They hurt me over there, and I'm gonna come over here. And if I see any sign that look like what they did to me, I'm gonna start hurting over here first.
And Felicia, right? Some folks been operating that, and that's a
yes.
And you got to get recognized. I mean,
come on.
I just think, like, you know, a lot of people have been coddled.
Woo!
And you need to
my.
And you know, you're a grown adult. You know, you don't need to be coddled and everything else like that. You know, take your hurt feelings and, you know, and take your ties to the next place where you can place that misery on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely right. She's at for years with no recompense. None. Veronica says some folks' enemies is their enemy. Ooh, that's good. Yeah. Some folks are their own worst enemy. They get in their own way. And then they don't realize by being in their own way, they're not only blocking themselves, they're blocking other people at the same time. Because they're in such a sad place that they don't realize that they're not just hurting themselves. Excuse me. It's one thing when what you're doing is only affecting you. It's like what drug dealers, what drug dealers and drug users say. They'll say, I'm not hurting nobody. That's what the user says. I'm not hurting nobody but me until I got to show up and get you. Until, you know what I'm saying? Until I got to show up and come bail you out.
Churches have flaws and everything
yes.
like that. But you just not that a – it's like – I think I was told when I was younger, and I didn't understand the gravity of what they were saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
That I, when I went camping and everything, when I found camping to be difficult or the climbing to be very difficult,
mm-hmm.
I had a really bad attitude, and mm-hmm. so the camp counselors were like, "Tanya, you control." Everybody. And I didn't like it. And I didn't like it. And I didn't understand it. I'm like, I don't control nobody. Like, you know, if they feel like they can hike 10 miles, they should keep on hiking. I told y'all I'm not hiking no more. And therefore, you know, my bad, you know. And so they said, I control that. You have to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to grow up and know that your attitude, sometimes it feeds, like, you know, I think we should stop feeding these monsters, these plants, and like, you know, in the church and everything.
Yeah.
Feed me, Seymour. Like, you know, you are not Audrey 3000. We need to stop feeding them.
That old Indian proverb, which wolf do you decide you're going to feed? Which one are you going to feed? Are you going to feed the good wolf or the bad wolf?
And I feel like that's in life too.
Yeah.
I feel like we always feed the bad one, and the good one sits there and I need to be there.
Cuz the bad
too.
One is the easy one. It's easy to see if it's easy to throw a ravenous dog a piece of meat cuz he don't care what he eat.
Okay.
A ravenous dog don't care what he eat. But the dog that you love, you're going to be particular about what you give him. Oh, God, I just preached.
But so, like, you know.
Jesus.
They say you have to take in a feral cat. But, like, these angry people,
that's
in, they are feral, and they are not.
And we will feed. If somebody came in here and said the right words to me, depending on how I take them would depend on which Dana I choose to let them feed. Because if I let them feed the Dana that I try to keep buried, once that Negro start eating, it's a problem.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not talking about. I
no, no, right, right. And so what I'm saying is that we have to be careful on what we feed people. But then for us who are the consumers, we have to be careful what we consume, because we can't let everybody. Because especially people who know you're, it's kind of like.
Sometimes we feed people out of fear.
That's the problem. That's what we do with the dog. I need to feed him something so he don't bite me. So I'm gonna give him somebody. I'm gonna give him some information so he can go bite somebody else. Let me tell you what she said. And this will keep off my radar.
Right. Let me tell you what she said.
Let me tell you what he said.
Oh, I'm so glad you came because you about to set them all straight.
Man, let me
no,
tell
I'm
you.
Not.
Right. Exactly. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, here come King. No, he ain't. Uh-uh.
No, they can still, they've been knocking down Legos. Let them keep knocking down Legos.
Right. I'll tell them in a minute because they good for doing that to me at the school. Hey, King, let me tell you. I don't want to hear nothing about it. I don't want to hear nothing about it because y'all ain't going to say nothing. I don't hear nothing about it.
Because they placed you in the great send-off mission.
That's what, exactly. 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 Pat says, I think churches in general are notorious for this. For this. Oh, let me read over here because that screen is bothering me. Okay. I think churches in general are notorious for this. It's that. That's just how he or she is syndrome. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's been the cry for years. Oh, that's just how he is. Oh, she ain't going to change. She's been like that forever. As Felicia said 5 comments ago, some folks been operating like this for years with impunity because that's how she is. Then you know what? We know how she is. We don't fool with her. Yeah, but y'all don't fool with her, but y'all still let her fool with other people.
Right.
Or him fool with other people.
I remember this, and it was like no slight to the person
mm-hmm.
and everything. They were telling me like that's how they were telling somebody like that's just how that mm-hmm. person was, and they attributed the way the person act because of a person that they love had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how long had they been gone? Because
Lord.
I didn't like mm-hmm. I'll give you leeway for fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't give you leeway for 7 to 10 years, like, you know, to be in that grief, to treat people
wow.
like crap.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's rough. Let's keep going. Number 10, we're talking about, this is a good article, y'all. We're talking about post-traumatic church disorder, PTCD, 12 symptoms and 5 treatments. We're on number 10 right now, the 10th symptom, the 10th marker. It says a continual doubting of your pastor's heart. You don't trust nothing that comes out of the leader's mouth. You don't trust anything that comes out of the leader's mouth because of your past experiences with other leaders. So you don't trust anything. And then you find yourself speaking in places about a leader, about things that you probably should not be doing. I can share a story with you all one time. Let me share a story with you all. I used to work for Bank One years ago. Bank One, now known, y'all know it as Chase, First Chicago. Y'all know way back when. So when I got to Chase, I got hired in the retention department. Because I just was trying to get in the door. And then, they moved me to managing a group of people at the time. But I got hired in at the retention department. And part of in training, we were told they had some really strict rules. One of them was not randomly looking up people's accounts. Right. Because, you know, people have a tendency when you have a large international like bank, you have accounts from everybody. Like they're like rich people do have their money in Chase Bank. Celebrities do use Chase. They do have accounts. And just like, you know, if you work for like my ex-wife, number two, she works for Social Security. So everybody named Mama got a Social Security number. So, no, she just can't go randomly looking up Beyonce Knowles Social Security number. It's flagged. Right? The only way you look up that number is if Beyonce calls the Social Security department, verifies all her information, and then gets transferred to the appropriate department, and then those people will handle her call. Right? Okay. So this is the story we were told, and it was a true story when I got to Chase. They were like, don't be looking up people's account information, said, because this is why they tell you not to do it. So Oprah was a big-time First Chicago Bank One customer. Apparently, the way the story goes, Oprah had some of her millions in Bank One. And an employee who had been looking, randomly going in accounts, looked and saw how much money Oprah had in one of her accounts. Then she looked at how much what Oprah had been spending on. So now they're downtown, out to lunch, this employee is, and they're talking amongst themselves at the table. Now, this is what happens. You never know who's around when you're talking. They got to be careful. And they're saying, oh, yeah, I looked up. They're talking about the accounts that they had looked at. And all of a sudden, the employee says, well, I looked at Oprah's. And Oprah got some million, blah, 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 blah. And she spent this amount of money on this. And she spent this and this and this and this. Well, just so happens, someone who worked for Oprah was sitting at the table behind this Chase First Chicago Bank One employee and called Oprah and explained to Oprah what they had overheard at the table. Oprah then, the next business day, called into Bank One, asked to speak with a manager, asked to close all of her accounts with said bank, and explained to them why she was doing it. Explained to them why she was doing it. All because you running your mouth about something that you should not have been. I ain't gonna get no help. We have to be careful not to allow these types of people. This one person cost the bank how many? Now know what? Billions of dollars? I don't know who Oprah Bank with now. She might have came back to Chase at some point. I don't know. But she might be with Bank of America right now. She could be with Harris. She could be with anybody. BMO, somebody. She could be with some whoever she with. But that allowing that person, that employee of the bank, to continue to work in that fashion costs you. Now, the company fired the person. The company fired the person. And then, and here is where we have to be the bigger people, if I could teach for a moment. We're going to make mistakes. And sometimes we are going to say some stuff we shouldn't say. And you know what? If you can, do what you can do to rectify that. And if you can grow from it and stay there, great. If you can't grow from it, then say, you know what? Make your peace and then say peace. I ain't going to get no help. Make your peace and then say peace. But if you can fix it, fix it. Some things are worth fixing. Some aren't. Let's keep going. Number 11. Refusal to give financially to your local church because of your distrust. You so mad with the leadership, you stop tithing. You stop giving. Because I don't have no trust. I seen what y'all, I ain't giving nothing. Come on now, Felicia says, you running your mouth recklessly may cost your church the new harvest. I know that's right. Because watch this. You're saying negative things, and I'm a millionaire sitting at a table, right? And I'm trying to figure out a place where I can get me some tax write-offs. Watch this. And I've been looking at Juniper Tree Pentecostal Apostolic Church. The Juniper Tree. You know, Pastor Person say he want to visit.
Person having a what's that? What's your movie? A Life Moment.
Right.
What you say about that club?
what did you say about the what was it called?
I forget what the club was called, dog. But Satchmo was in there last night.
Oh wait. The boom boom boom. The boom boom, boom room. Ray's boom boom room. What did you say about the boom boom room? he wants to visit Juniper Tree. He said he likes the Juniper Tree Church.
What pastor was in there last night?
Well, you not, let me tell you, last night, old T.D. Jakes was in that other night now. And he was preaching down at the juniper tree. But watch this. If I'm sitting at the table and I'm going through a list of churches and I'm like, man, you know, I could give something. You know what? This church looked like they could use a little something and it's a tax write-off. I'm gonna kick them a couple of hundred grand. I'm gonna write them out a check for $500,000. And see what I can do with this, and I'm gonna invest in this, and I'm gonna invest in that, and then all of a sudden I hear you, well, you know, over there, gentlemen, you know, the church, the pastor, he got a new Bentley, and him and his wife don't even get along, and you know, they say he's sleeping with so and so, and they say his wife's sleeping with so and so, and you know, when they say the deacon over there got such and such, you're running your mouth messing with the church's money, huh? Because now I'm hearing that. I'm like, well, you know what? It's too much drama over there. Let me go and scratch them off the list. Let me go and scratch them off the list. Because you're running your mouth. Regina says, trauma untreated will infect all areas of one's life, including church. Yes. Yes. Y'all are hitting with these comments tonight. Yes. So true. So true. So here we go. Number 12 says, a growing anxiousness in dealing with church leaders. So you're anxious about dealing with anybody in leadership at the church. Anybody in church leadership makes you nervous. You get uneasy. So here we go. The post-traumatic church disorder 5 treatments. Now here we go. Be careful. He says, be careful that post-traumatic church disorder doesn't wreck your heart. It can, and it will. And Satan would love nothing more than to keep you from church by convincing you that, that the church is worth keeping from. Let me check something real quick on blog. Oh, you did. Okay, cool. Thank you. Because I didn't hear it say nothing, but I think I know why. Oh, no, it's not muted. Okay. So here we go. So the writer says this. He says, by couching church in the category of pain, frustration, and uselessness, you sideline yourself when the church needs you and your voice. Here's how you can guard your heart from growing distant and callous. So here we go. Here we go. The first treatment is what? Pray. Ah. The writer says this, start here and end here and fill every moment with asking God to guard you from bitterness, inaction, and callousness. It realigns your heart with what pleases and what breaks the heart of God. The writer goes here. He says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Yes, rejoice always and pray without ceasing. Make prayer first. Make it first. Do it first. You won't turn your heart away from God if you're constantly talking to him. You won't allow the enemy to creep into your areas if God is in those areas already. Ain't no room for both of them. There's no room for both of them. And stop trying to fill the room up after. Stop trying to go to God after you done did everything else. Maybe if we put God in the room first, the mess won't come in the room. Watch this. We can avoid the mess if we put him in the room first. Zachary said something amazing during his workshop the other day. He talked about the dwelling. He said the reason why so many music ministries are angry and bitter and messy is because there is no dwelling of the Holy Ghost. These are big facts. These are big facts. So pray without ceasing. The second remedy. Y'all ready? The second remedy. We're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. 12 symptoms and 5 treatments. The second treatment is remind yourself who the church is. Woo! Remind yourself who the church is. The writer says this: the church is the bride of Christ. It's the one for whom Christ suffered and died. And remember this, Jesus had to suffer and die because the church isn't of messed up sinners who continue to do battle against our flesh. Church leaders are sinners being redeemed too. The church isn't perfect, but its Redeemer is, and he loves his bride. Just remember, the church is not powerful. My God, today. Come on. Remind yourself of who the church is. You are the church, imperfect in all your ways. You're an imperfect bride. But the bridegroom is perfect. Come on, somebody help me with this here. I could preach now. He married you in spite of all your imperfections. So before we turn our nose away and say this ain't that and this don't work and that don't work and I'm tired of the church. Yeah, you're right. I'm tired of the church too. But at the same time, we cannot allow ourselves. We cannot allow ourselves to get so caught up that we forget our purpose and who we are. That we forget our purpose and who we are. Come on, y'all. We're going to try to be on time. Number three. Yvonne Renee Hall says that's powerful. Yeah, bless you. Number three says, help make better decisions. Help make better decisions. The writer says, instead of complaining, speak into the life and leadership of your local church. Ooh, speak life. Oh, God, you asking for some stuff here. Speak life and leadership into your local church. If you see things differently, that just might be a gift you could give. When you see a different path, point it out. When you see disunity, expose it. When you see poor abusive leadership, blow the whistle. Terrible leadership begets terrible leadership unless you speak up. Oh, can I say that again? If you see things differently, that just might be a gift you could give. Let me read that again. When you see a different path, point it out. When you see disunity, expose it. When you see poor abusive leadership, oh, God. Blow the whistle. Terrible leadership begets terrible leadership unless you speak up. Don't just complain and never have a solution. We real good at complaining. We got the complaint ministry down pat. Boy, if we would start a complaint ministry, my God, today, we would be doing something powerful if we started a complaint ministry.
They'll be mad at that.
Huh? Right. Now I got to complain about the complaint ministry. They didn't read my complaint. They left my complaint off the complaint ministry list. Then watch this. The writer says this. Watch this. Using Proverbs 26:5. Be sure to answer the foolish arguments of fools, or they will become wise in their own estimation. Oh, my Lord. Be sure to answer the foolish argument of fools, or they will become wise in their own estimation. Regina, what you say? Regina says, oh, wait, I got two comments over here. Mm-hmm. Pat says, your silence is passive agreement. Many who have the wisdom to help change things never say a word. We'll come back to that. Regina says, church folks got to realize they ain't always been Christian right. God brought you out of all those past situations, your testimony, our responsibility, no matter how difficult it may seem, we must be the light in someone's life. Oh, that's rich. I love it. Pat, let me come back to yours. Silence is passive agreement. Many who have the wisdom to help change things never say a word. Let me say something. You got to be willing, and I know this, and let me say this from a person who has never had a problem with being the person with the target. But I will say this. Sometimes you get tired of being the target. Sometimes you get tired of being the only oil, mm-hmm. the only wheel that's squeaking. Mm-hmm. All in the same, Lord, we all in the same car. We all heard these brakes mm-hmm. squeaking, but we all get in the same car every week. Why I got to be the one to ask when we going to get the brakes fixed? I got to be the one to point out that the last few times the brakes been fixed, that they ain't never fixed right. Why I got to be the one? Y'all riding in the car with me. So I understand how sometimes folk get tired of just always raising their hand or shining the spotlight on. I do understand. And it doesn't mean, and I understand that, like, for those who say nothing, you're absolutely saying nothing, meaning you agree. But for those of us who have always spoken up, even when it has put us in bad light, I can tell you right now, and I can be as transparent as possible. God bless you, Norma Worthy. Look at God. I ain't seen Norma Worthy on here. Oh, Lord, bless your ministry. From Nebraska, right? I think Nebraska. But I can tell you this right now. My transparency in some cases, I believe hurt me more in my candidacy at my old church than anything else. Because I had no problem telling folk, this here is broke. That ain't going to work. And it ain't going to stay that way if I'm here. I had no problem saying that. That ain't going to work. This right here ain't going to work. That ministry over there is a waste of time and money. It ain't working. Why are we still doing it? But and sometimes that voice costs you. And sometimes you just get tired of being that voice. God bless you, Norma. Felicia says, I got high blood pressure from doing that all the time. How about I get out the squeaky car and leave y'all? I know that's right.
Or people use you.
Yeah.
I mean, they really use you. So you in the squeaky car.
Yeah, you in here with everything. Me.
So, of course, you know how it is. Danny, you said something, so I guess you're paying for these brakes and rotors, right?
Right.
So, just say y'all couldn't afford the brakes and rotors.
Just say
you're going to stick behind, like, you know, you tired of being the Trojan horse, and then ain't nobody even behind you.
Ain't nobody
or in the,
even,
or in
you're
the,
the
horse.
Only one in the horse. They open up the door and say, come on out. And
right, everybody like. Ooh.
And you jump out. Da-da. And like, hold on. Wait.
You getting ready to say, and another thing.
Right.
And you just by yourself.
You look up, right. You don't have, you wish for I'm the baby's pappy moment. Mm-hmm. Where everybody step up and support you. You wish for that moment, but you don't get it because you step up and you by yourself, right? Or right, Felicia, everybody mad at you. That happened. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
But the getting back to what you said, they be like, oh, wait a minute, Dana, you here. We want you to come to the meeting. What you want me to come to the meeting for? Why you want me to come to the meeting? Because you should be able to say what you're going to say without me being at the meeting. Oh, you want me to come and say what you won't say? Or
you're not towing the line. You like, you know, you like sometimes, like, we have been out there. We have stuck our neck out there.
Good
and then,
Lord.
And nobody back there to toe the line. And you like, well, I'll be John Brown. Or they laughing at you.
Right. Right. Yeah. Mm-mm. Don't. That's why I stopped volunteering for meetings. I don't volunteer for no meetings. If I get invited properly, I might show up. If not, then I ain't just popping up. I don't do pop-up meetings. Pat says, yeah, people say they want to hear the truth. Then you get burned when you speak. Ooh, Lord, my God today. Let's keep going. The number four treatment, the normal four treatment. We're talking about, one more time, we're talking about post-traumatic church disorder, 12 symptoms and 5 treatments. The fourth treatment is serve selflessly. Serve selflessly. I'm going to read Felicia's comment afterwards. It says, keep serving. Give of yourself until it hurts. Give of yourself until it costs you something. This will help curb your tendency of thinking that your local church only exists for you. Yes, we're broken. Yes, we're imperfect. But the church is better when you serve. And as you serve, you become a part of the solution instead of part of the problem. This is where I had to learn how to find my lane and just serve in my lane, because that way I don't allow all of the extra stuff that can easily make me not want to do nothing. Because see, if you listen to enough of the wrong stuff, you'll be like, you know what? I don't care what that mess gonna sound like. I don't care what it's gonna sound like. I ain't coming. I don't care what, or it make you just start just doing half the work. Let me just do enough to get by like everybody else. Let me not update my skill set. Let me not try to learn about nothing new. Let me just show up and do whatever and go home. That can be the mindset. If you serve selflessly, because now it's like, you know what? I just want God to be glorified. I want God to be shown in the best possible light. That's why I put people where I put people. That's why we line people up where we line people up. That's why we spend time moving people to the right position so that it all looks good and it shows in excellence. That's why we do what we do. Not because it's self-serving, because we want to show a spirit of excellence. Felicia says, right now, she says, right, I come to the meeting like David Ruffin, and you see what happened to him. I know that's right. But again, you have to be willing to serve selflessly. Last one, y'all, number five. Uh-oh, here we go. Number five, the fifth treatment says don't go at it alone. Don't go it alone. Don't go it alone. The writer says this, don't be so foolish that you think you can work through post-traumatic church disorder on your own. Masking problems doesn't make them go away. Find someone who can be open, honest, and transparent with you. Find someone you can be open, honest, and transparent with. You need an outside perspective in order to biblically, helpfully, and healthily walk through this issue. The writer uses this scripture from Ecclesiastes. I was just reading this earlier. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10. Woo! That's good. That's good. The writer says this, don't give up on the local church. She is the bride of Christ. As broken and twisted as she sometimes can be, she's worth fighting for. She's redemption in process. Yeah. How many of y'all can watch this? I think if we all can recognize that we are redemption in process, come on now. The church, we are the church, redemption in process. I said this on this show and in my own life, even in my professional life, that none of us likes to see the sausage or the bacon being made. We just want the bacon. We don't want to see the process. And a lot of times when you're in ministry, you have to be a part of the process. And that is a painstaking, troublesome, sometimes hurtful process, painful process. But we're trying to get to a place where we can serve the people. We want to serve the people bacon. but I got to get down in the pit where the pig is. I could preach that thing right there. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I can serve you the bacon, but I got to first get down in the pit where the pig is. Huh? I got to get down there in the pit where, and sometimes it requires you to get sloppy right with him. That means I got to get down in the muck and the mire. And y'all know pigs lay in their own stuff, huh? Come on now. So I got to get down in there with him and get him up out of there. And then I got to clean him up. And then watch this. In order to serve, I got to break him down. Mm. In order to serve, I got to break it down. I got to do a lot to it. I got to cure it. Oh, glory to God. Huh? It's got to be cured. Yeah. Huh? It's got to be smoked. Huh? Come on now. It's got to be carved up, cleaned up, washed up. Huh? And then and only then, and then I just can't serve it to you raw. Then what's this? Then I got to give it to you, and then I got to show you how to cook it. I have to serve you all the way through the process. That's why they say shepherds smell like their sheep. Glory to God. If you've been down in the dirt, I got to get down there. I got to lift a hand. I got to lower a hand down to pull you out. And in some cases, maybe I got to get down in the pit with you. Mm. Serve. Maybe that's the thing that we need to recognize. That's a good scripture from Ecclesiastes. Have somebody that if you fall, they can lift you up and vice versa. Now, if I fall, I don't need nobody to lay down with me. Huh? I need you there to help. Look, if you can't help me up, call somebody. We need some folks that's willing to walk with folks. Don't walk with me and you see the pothole and you avoid it, but you don't say nothing to me. See, that's church folk. See, say, folk, I see the pothole, and I pull you closer to me. Glory to God. I see the pothole, and I see you ain't looking. Huh? I see you ain't looking, but I reach out, and I pull you closer to me because I see you not looking. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Church folks say, well, the hole right there, she ought to see it. Hell, I see it. I don't know how she missed it. You don't know what she's going through. You don't know what he's going through. There's a reason he missed it. And maybe the reason God got you walking with him or her is so that because God knows they ain't going to see it right away, so God says, I'm going to use you to pull them closer. But our problem is we're pushing them into the hole. Glory to God. Let's pray, church. It's time to get up out of here. Go to school tomorrow. Unless the Mega Million says something different. Huh? Glory. Pray for me. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, God, for the time that we've had on tonight. Lord God, we thank you, God, just for this platform, this place and space. God, we thank you, God, just for being you. God, we just glorify you and we lift your name up today. Lord God, we just want to say that we are mindful, God, that you didn't die for a perfect people, but you died a perfect death so that we might have the opportunity for abundant life and to be able to live that life more abundantly. We recognize that. And Lord God, we just say thank you. God, we lift up those, God, who are grieving right now. God, we still continue to lift up the Guyton family to you, the family of the other Ebenezer member who passed away. I believe the last name was Davis. We lift that family up to you. God, we lift up my little brother, Adam Dow, who was victim of some Chicago gun violence over the weekend, right over here in the Bronzeville area, right around the corner. We lift him up, thanking God for his protection, that he was able to walk away from two gunshots. So we're grateful, God, that you continue to keep your fence around him and that you covered him. We're praying, God, for all the churches that were open in your name on yesterday, God. We want to send a special prayer right now, God, for Pastor Harold and the Faith Works and Vision family celebrating their fifth year. I recognize, God, that there's some who start might not be there at the end, and some may leave and come back, and some may leave and not come back. God, we want to pray, God, for peace of mind. God, we want to pray for his membership right now. We want to pray for those who are on right now, especially for those of the Faith Works and Vision family. We recognize the great task that's set ahead of them. God, you have a great work for that church, for that ministry, a great work. God, and we're going to continue to pray that you would send them all that they need and what they desire, what they need and what they desire. Yeah, the family of Claudia Davis. Thank you, Sister Bud. We're praying for her as well, the family of Claudia Davis. But we're praying, God, that you would give them what they need at Faith Works and Vision. God, we're praying for the enlarging of the territory. We're praying right now for the increase. We're praying right now, God. We're praying right now for Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, God. You know what we stand in need of here, God. We know what you've already done, and we want to say thank you, God. But we're praying that we can plant some fruitful seed with what you've given us now, with what you've given us access to, that you would give us the wisdom and the clarity to use it the right way in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, we're praying, God, for families. We're praying for restoration, God. We're praying for those who are under the weather, those who are still suffering in the midst of this pandemic. God, we're praying for our school children, God. We're praying for this new vaccine that they have released for the elementary school children, God. We're praying for the release of that vaccine. We're praying right now, God, that it would be all that they said it was and more in Jesus' name. Now, God, we leave this place, but never your presence. We're praying for all of those who are on our chat tonight. I don't have them all by name, God, but I'll just go through what I can see. To Sister Pitts and the Pitts family, God bless you. To elect Lady Debrie and her family, to Sister Maneri and her family, to Prophetess Krishanda Cole and her church family, to Angela and the ones and the Greater Love, Greater Works family. God bless you. Let's see. Let's keep going. There we go. I was about to say I didn't see nothing. To Felicia Brown and her family, God bless you. To Shiante Bulis and her family, God bless you. To all of those who I may have missed, I may have missed the name. And so even to the ones who tried to use our broadcast for a scam on tonight, we even bless them, God. Give them what they need so they don't have to scam. That's it, God. Bless them now so that they don't have to scam. Bless them to the point, God, that they recognize their wrongs and they become a blessing. Ah, that's it. That they can become a blessing to a ministry and not a hindrance to a ministry. Yeah, so we bless Brother Reggie Wales, and even in his wrongdoing, we bless him right now. Even for the sister who tried to come with the $97 scam, we lift her up as well. Give them what they need so they don't have to steal. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Here we go now with another one for Candy Cross. Here she come. Same picture that was used earlier for the other young lady. I just noticed that picture. We going to bless and pray for them right now that they would get what they need. We'll pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. But we rebuke your thievery right now, Candy Cross. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You will not come here and wrestle not one good dollar from one of these good saints in the name of Jesus. I send you back and your scam back to the pits of hell that you crawled up out of. Now you can get the hell off my show in Jesus' name. Huh? I said what I said. Huh? Let me pull back my bow. Huh? Come on. Come through here. We got to go. Y'all stay blessed. Look, if you got to drive through the special city, y'all know the one we call Chi-Town. Do me a favor, my brothers and my sisters. Keep your head on a swivel. Two T's, one L.
With your hands lifted up.